This is the second part of our April 30th interview with Terrence Beam, the Pocahontas County School Superintendent, where he discusses multicultural education, school funding, and an exciting new recreational program for 2nd through 5th graders. Beam starts with the multicultural curriculum.
We've had some discussions and issues and complaints from parents about some very sensitive issues dealing with multicultural education or lack of. And we have formed a committee made up of representatives from each school and parents from each community that want to participate. And we're basically taking the goals and objectives that are listed by the State Department for us to follow for multicultural curriculum and trying to make it something that makes sense for us to address issues that people feel in our county that we've not done a good enough job addressing. We certainly don't believe that we live in a community that supports racism. But when you go down this road to try to address this issue, some people think that that means that we're doing a terrible job or that our kids are racist and we need to change that. And if you don't go down that road and try to teach acceptance and understanding of other races, then you're ignoring the problem. So it's kind of one of the situations where either way you go, whether you put a more emphasis on it or just leave it as it is, one group or the others will say, we're either doing enough, or you're doing too much, or you're bringing too much attention to this, or you're ignoring the problem. So each school has a group that is going to meet with Lynn Bostick and Ruth Bland. We want to get people's views on what they're already doing in their schools to address these issues and what they think we still need to do. And we'll be doing regular reports with our Board of Education to explain to them exactly what we're doing. We're going to have speakers come in to talk to our employees. And we're just going to try to put a more positive approach to addressing these issues without trying to be political or judgmental with people's views. The next item I want to talk about a little bit is every school system is getting money from the federal government. They call it CARES money, they call it COVID money, they call it ESSER money. It gives us some opportunities to do some things in our county we've not been able to do for a while. Some of these grants are good for a couple of years, some are good for 3 years. We are checking on various projects that we'd like to explore.
Where do our schools stand now with SBA funding?
Before we did apply for money through the SBA, a couple of months ago we interviewed and then they made the announcement a couple of weeks ago that we were not funded. They used almost entirely all the $75 million that they had available and gave it to counties that wanted to build schools or move schools out of the floodplain. The last thing I want to talk about is something really exciting that we're going to bring to our board on June 1st. Lynn Bostick and Ruth Bland and I had a Zoom meeting with Tracy Veloche about a possible program involving our students of grades 2 through 5 starting next fall. We're wanting to find a way to get our students more involved with activities available to them in Pocahontas County. This would be a 4-week program, one day a week, in which the students would be involved in learning to bike ride, trail bike ride, skiing, kayaking, learning to hit a golf ball, spelunking or going through caves. These kinds of activities and many others, exposing our kids to things that they may not be aware of in our county. We have a lot of kids that don't get to do those things. And so we want just to introduce them to this. If there's an activity the parent doesn't feel comfortable with, of course they can opt out of that.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.